Is it possible that someone is following the Eightfold Path without being aware it is the path laid out by the Buddha? For example, it seems conceivable to me that, and in parentheses, without reading the Eightfold Path, so it sounds like a person isn't quite sure what the Eightfold Path involves. For example, it seems conceivable to me, without reading the Eightfold Path, somebody could somehow figure out putting in effort to increase wholesome thoughts, actions, and effort to decrease unwholesome thoughts and actions is the kind of effort they want to put in, but never realizing what they are doing is, quote, right effort from the Eightfold Path. Could someone like this attain Nibbana? It's conceivable that that could be the case, but usually that's what we would call the Buddha, or a Pacheka Buddha, someone who without getting any kind of instruction or associating with people who have followed this particular path, it's a very rare event that a Buddha, that a being appears in the world that can really has the parami, the goodness, the merit, the years of preparation, the lifetimes of preparation to be able to discover and practice the Eightfold Path to Nibbana without a teacher or without some sort of instruction or connection to other beings who have done that. And that's like, you know, the Buddha of our age, the Shakyamuni Buddha, self-realized or self-enlightened Buddha, he did do that. And there are, you know, examples of what they call Pacheka Buddhas, which aren't fully, they're not Sammasam Buddhas, like the Gotama the Buddha, where they actually establish a dispensation and teach and establish a monastic order, and they're more solitary. But they are also self-realized. Very, very, very rare. So yes, it is possible theoretically, but very, 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 very rare. I don't know if I said enough varies there. So, you know, we're lucky, though, that we don't have to worry about that, because we've got the teachings here. You know, we don't have to discover them all completely on our own, which is good, because putting them into practice is hard enough as it is, even with it so well described and so well presented, and so clearly brought into our lives by this Buddha of our age anyway. So, you know, we don't have to actually be concerned about that.